Hey everyone, it's Kathy.
And Paul here with Idulting.
We're here to help you navigate the crazy world of adulting.
Because let's be real, it's a wild ride. We'll be dropping tips, sharing stories,
and maybe even spilling some embarrassing secrets along the way.
So get comfortable, grab your favorite drink, get ready to laugh, learn, and level up your adulting game. This is Idulting. Don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe, and share this podcast. Head over to idulting.com for more information and to submit questions for us about adulting.
And maybe even pick up some of our new merchandise. And if you know any fellow adults who need some guidance, send them our way. Welcome back to part two of Jobs. We will continue where we left off. Enjoy. Another big key for first jobs and newer jobs are time management and organization. You want to prioritize your tasks, learn to prioritize your work based on the importance and the deadlines. Not everything is due at the end of the day. Some things can wait until tomorrow. So just make sure that you're getting done the things that you're scheduled to finish that day, each and every day.
And that those things are the critical things. There's a difference between urgent, emergent, and important. And you'll have to learn more about that depending on the workplace you're working in. For example, if you're in an environment where you get emails, just because you got an email doesn't mean it's all has to be handled right away or that it's even important. So make sure that you're working on the tasks that are most critical to your task at work. You want to manage your time effectively. Use tools and techniques to stay organized and meet deadlines. Those tools could be simply writing down a couple notes to know what you're supposed to do during your shift at your first job. Or it could be as advanced as using project management software. It's all going to depend on what the job place is and what kind of job it is, but make sure you're managing your time effectively.
And I know sometimes this is hard, but try to keep organized. Keep your workspace tidy, your files organized. This helps you be more efficient. Essentially, if you have to spend half your time looking for something because you have a pile of junk on your desk or your workspace is messy or you put things down wherever you're standing, they're just going to take so much time away from you being productive at your job.
No matter what workplace you go to, it's important to build relationships. It's also important to build them at school and in your social circles. What you want to do is you want to network with colleagues, get to know your coworkers, and build positive relationships. One of the biggest reasons you want to do it is it makes work easier. But under that, you never know where people are going to end up in life. And you knowing them and being able to get to them and speak to them and them think fondly of you can be a big, big asset to you in your future.
On multiple occasions, our kids have come home and said, they met someone at work, they see someone at work, they have a regular customer at work who has then offered them another job doing something for a little bit more money or something they'd enjoy more. So always talk to people in your job, always get to know people, and always put your best foot forward.
For me, an example of that is we are in a group, a Facebook group from all the people that have worked at a certain place I work over 30 years now. We have people all over the country that we can reach out to and talk to, and we regularly do. So if you're traveling and you need anything, you know where they are. And even if you're looking to relocate and look for jobs, those contacts are there. It's really important to keep that network going. Another tip I would offer you is seek mentorship. Find someone who's doing your job or the boss's job, the next level up, and if possible, have them mentor you to give you guidance and support to better learn your job and to start learning more about the industry or whatever it is that you're in so that you become better and more valuable. You want to add value at every point as far as you can in a job.
Also be adaptable and flexible. The workplace is constantly changing and evolving. Be adaptable and willing to adjust to new situations. Some days you may go to work and three people are out with the flu. Now you have to be able to do their jobs, maybe not as well as they do, but enough to get through the day and the next day or however long that takes. You can't go to work with the mindset of, that's not my job. I can't help you. I already am busy enough. Your bosses will realize and appreciate how adaptable you are and how willing you are to help out when it comes that they're shorthanded.
As a basic rule, try to learn one level up and remember two levels down. It helps the organization get by. It makes it so you have a very in-depth knowledge of your job and your role in the organization. But you want to make sure that you stay flexible and be prepared for that change. So let's talk about setting goals and tracking progress. In a job, obviously you have something to do, which makes that something that's measurable. So you want to set realistic goals. Define what you want to achieve in your first job and create a plan to get there. What's it look like? That could be so simple. It could be, I want to get a job and I want to have a paycheck, which is exactly a goal.
It may be, I want to get a job and I want to get promoted, or I want to have a part-time job, but I need some extra hours. So set the goals and figure out how you're going to get there by taking some of the steps that we've mentioned.
And while we're talking about the steps of those goals, let's talk about tracking them and why that's important. You can break every goal down into steps. We say we want to get our first job and we want to get a paycheck. Well, that can be broken down into steps. I need to, A, find a job, and then I need to apply for that job. I need to go for an interview possibly for that job. I need to make sure I have whatever clothing I need for that job if I do get that job. I need to go to that job, learn that job, and successfully work it long enough to actually get a paycheck. Then you have to get your paycheck. And that's all of those are steps that could be tracked so you can know your progress. You're able to monitor your performance and celebrate your accomplishments. When you get that first paycheck, it's going to feel great. You're going to have a little bit of money in your pocket and you should celebrate a little.
And remember, bosses don't always show that they appreciate you or see your accomplishments, but that's not true. They really do. And this is one way for you to keep celebrating your accomplishments and celebrating you and seeing how well you're doing and how you're progressing.
Be patient. Enjoy your journey. It's very important to enjoy what you're doing. In fact, it's one of the keys of life. If you can enjoy living your life and not be so worried about tomorrow or concerned about yesterday and enjoy the right now and find something in every right now to enjoy, you're going to enjoy life a lot more. And you got to remember, everyone starts somewhere. Don't compare yourself to others. Focus on your own growth and development. And like I said, enjoy the journey.
Right. Enjoy your first job. Enjoy your new job. Enjoy your promotion. Enjoy anything that you can about your job. Embrace the challenges. Celebrate the successes. Meet new people. Even make some new friends.
Okay. So workplace culture. What is it? Why is it important to talk about, know about? What are your thoughts?
Well, I think it's the personality of your company. If you work for a company that's, you know, providing clowns for kids, you want to look like a clown and act like a clown and be happy like a clown. If you're working for a company that's serious and quiet and you don't want to go in and be the guy that's yelling and screaming, you want to go in and be a part of the culture that your company is trying to produce.
So don't be a clown if you work as a librarian?
I mean, I guess you can be silly, but you also need to be professional and you need to help and find books and do all the things that librarians do.
So to define it, it's a shared set of values, beliefs, attitudes, and behaviors that make a company unique. Everyone would agree that McDonald's is a different place to work than, say, Firestone. It's how things are done. It's how people interact. It's the overall vibe of the workplace. And it's really important, I think, so that you find a workplace culture you fit in with or one that you can easily mold yourself to fit in. Think of it in this way. Values, what's important to the company? What are they trying to sell? Who are they trying to influence? What are they trying to do?
What's their point about customer service? How are customers treated? How are employees treated? The values are the core of what's going to make that company run smooth.
Behaviors are how people act at work. Is it a silly place? Is it a serious place? Do they work collaboratively? Are they competitive in teams? Are they formal? Is it a very casual workplace?
Right. And it's how do people act at work and how do good employees act at work? You don't want to be the employee that everybody's whispering about at the water cooler or when they go outside or after work. You want to be the employee that everybody's trying to be.
The environment's also important. What's this workplace like? Is it an open office? Is it quiet and focused? Are there social events?
Is it fast-paced? Are they expecting you to move? Is it more focused on details? all of that's going to play a role in how you perform your job.
That's definitely important. And an insider tip, fast food places are not known for their slow food. So why is it so important to fit in at work?
When you align your goals with the culture or the goals of your company, you're more likely to feel comfortable, accepted, and happy at work. So if you are doing what they're asking, they're happy with it, they're showing you that they appreciate you, you'll be happier at work. It's just a good way to get through your day. It's a good way to get through a job that maybe isn't your favorite or maybe isn't a job that you want to do the rest of your life.
Insider tip from me, job satisfaction was always very important to me and it still is to this day. For me, I have identified that I need to feel like I'm making other people's lives better is one of the ways that job satisfaction works for me. And to feel successful, I need to understand the culture where I'm working. How does it help me navigate the workplace, build relationships, and get things done effectively? What do you think about success in the workplace?
I think you'll be successful if you do the things that are asked of you, if you don't complain about it, if you do the things we've already mentioned, like show up on time, stay a few minutes late, help your coworkers get their jobs done if you are finished, ask for help, ask questions. I think all of that is going to make you successful in your job.
I agree. And it's important to fit into the workplace culture because it makes you feel like you belong more. Feeling like you belong fosters a sense of community, a connection with your colleagues. That was vitally important in many workplaces I worked in. Often our jobs took on more of a family characteristic than a workplace, and everybody was very concerned with everybody else. We didn't always get along, but we were always coworkers and always kind of family.
Well, and I think if you feel like you belong and you're part of a team, then it just makes your work more enjoyable for you.
And a good culture in a workplace is going to foster your growth. It's going to give you opportunities for learning, development, and advancement in that culture.
And every job you have, you want to get something out of it that helps you grow so that you can move up in your job or get another job, better paying job, something you enjoy more, take advantage of the growth. Making an effort to fit in doesn't mean changing who you are. It's about understanding the expectations of your workplace and adapting your behavior in a way that shows respect to your employer.
So let's give you some tips to fit into that culture. You want to mold yourself. You want to be able to fit into that culture at work seamlessly as best you can. So you're going to do that by observing. Pay attention to how the other workers interact, what they talk about, what's considered appropriate behavior.
And like we said before, listen actively. Pay attention. Make eye contact. Avoid distractions.
Especially early in your career or in your new job, remember, you have two ears and one mouth, so you should at least listen double the amount of time that you speak. And ask questions when you're tasked with something you don't understand, or when, even if you think you do understand it, clarify to make sure that you are doing the right thing. And ask about the culture, because sometimes there's unwritten rules that are very difficult for a new person to figure out or even see.
Be open-minded. Be willing to adapt and learn new ways of doing things. You may have done it one way at your old job, and someone's going to give you a new way to do it this time. Their way may be better, but you can also communicate respectfully and professionally and maybe offer a different way of doing things.
And don't forget to be yourself. It's important to fit in at work, but don't lose sight of your own values, your own personality, and who you are. You want to mold it to fit into their dress code, into their workplace culture, into the expectations, but you don't want to lose yourself in it. It's not about becoming a drone for some other employer. It's about molding your individuality to fit within that culture.
Because you have something special to offer, which is why they hired you. So don't ever lose that part.
By understanding and adapting to the workplace culture, you can create a more positive and successful experience for yourself and your colleagues. It definitely works out if you're able to observe what's going on, fit in where you can, mold yourself, change with the company. It's a symbiotic relationship where you plus the company equals more than was possible before.
Now we're going to talk a little bit about beyond the basics. I know that was a lot of information, but they are truly the basics. Just remember that this job is a stepping stone. It's not a life sentence. The first job isn't necessarily your forever job. It may not even be part of your long-term career. It's a chance to explore, to learn, to grow. Even if you don't love your job, you're gaining valuable skills and life lessons that are going to build on themselves to improve your career for the rest of your life.
And remember to build your network, not only at work, at school, everywhere you go. You never know. You could be standing in a Wawa parking lot, talk to the person next to you who's getting air, and they may be somebody that can offer you something or you can offer them help. So talk to your colleagues, learn about their roles, ask about their career paths, especially for you younger adults. You guys are still learning what's even available in the world, and I promise you, the world is full of opportunities. You never know where these connections might lead. LinkedIn, if you haven't heard about it, that's a professional social media format, background, and it can be a useful tool for maintaining those connections. We also use Facebook for things like that. A lot of people and a lot of our vendors will get together and see each other on Facebook. We often use things like Teams and WebEx to talk to our networking colleagues.
And remember to document your accomplishments. Keep a running list of your achievements, big and small. This will be invaluable when it's time to update your resume, discuss your performance with your supervisor, so that there may be things that your job doesn't list that is a task that you do that you've now learned and do well that you can add to your resume. It makes it look better for the next job you're headed to.
And don't be afraid to make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes, especially when you're new at a job or when you're in your first job. It's important to learn from them, own up to them. Be honest. If you've made a mistake, don't try to cover it up. Believe me, employers understand that mistakes happen. A mistake covered by a lie, that leads to much more discipline and often firing. And move forward. How do you handle mistakes is often more important than the mistake itself. From my own life experience, I'm telling you, the answer whenever a mistake is made is to be honest and own it.
And remember to try and find a mentor. Someone formal, informal, someone that has done your job, someone that does your job, somebody that, you know, you met that said, oh, I used to do that job. Just get someone who's experienced in what you're doing, who can give you some sort of guidance and support, someone that's friendly and that wants to see you improve in your job. It's always better to get all the input you can and then sort it out for the best situation that you're in.
On the same mentor topic, don't be afraid to mentor new people when they come through the door. And you may feel like, I don't have anything to offer. I've only been here 2 weeks or something. Well, you have 2 weeks more experience than they do. And they're brand new and they don't know what's going on and they may need that helping hand. So don't be afraid to turn around and offer a little bit of mentorship there. It's important to understand the company's mission. Why is that important, you ask? Well, it's this simple. If you can help the company achieve its mission and add value to the people it's interacting with, you're going to do much better. Knowing what the company stands for can help you understand how your work contributes to the bigger picture, how to make you feel more connected to your role.
Learn the unwritten rules of your workplace. Every workplace has unspoken expectations. Pay attention to how people interact, what's considered appropriate behavior, adapt accordingly. So if your boss is watching you and you're watching your boss and you're doing something or you're gossiping or giggling and you get an eye roll, obviously, it's really not an appropriate behavior. So just pick up on those little interpersonal cues that are given out and you'll fit in much better.
Make sure you're balancing your work and home life, especially young adults who also have to balance with school and work and sports. It's important that you don't let your first job consume all of your free time. You want to set a goal for how much you're going to be able to work or how much money you're going to make and do that. And it's okay to help out at work when they need a little extra help because they're shorthanded or something. But make sure you're making time for hobbies, friends, and family. Burnout is a real thing, especially when you're starting out because you're starting from a pretty high stress, kind of overwhelmed level. And you want to make sure you're balancing and offsetting the effects of those things.
And when you're trying to pay your bills, pay your car insurance, pay your rent, and you feel like you have to keep working and working and working, all of a sudden, things get out of balance where you're at work all the time. The other extreme is when you're supposed to be at work and you really want to go to John Doe's party. You need to be responsible and still go to work, but but there is a way to balance it. It just takes a little getting used to.
And be patient in your job. Building skills and confidence takes time. Don't get discouraged if you feel like you're not an expert right away. Focus on continuous improvement. That's a tenet that you can take into your life and focus on that continuous improvement in all areas all the time. The only person you have to be is a person better than you were yesterday.
And don't forget to advocate for yourself. Do it respectfully. Don't be afraid to ask for what you need, whether it's more training, clarification on a question or a task, feedbacks on what your job performance has been so far. Just be professional and respectful, and you'll pretty much get the answers you're looking for.
Start saving early. What that means is you're going to get your first paycheck, and we've had many discussions about this. You're going to be very excited. You're going to want to spend it all. There's something to be said for that, but there's also the power in being able to save and have an emergency fund and start that habit of saving early. So you want to start saving even with a small amount regularly. Say you set aside 5 or 10% of your paycheck, and then it's going to grow from there. You're not going to have the opportunity you have now as a young adult to be able to save as much as you want. As you get older and things get more complex, bills add up and things become more expensive, it becomes more difficult to save. So start saving early. It's a great opportunity to start building good financial habits.
I agree but disagree. I truly believe that your very first paycheck on your very first job, you should absolutely go out and buy something that you've been saving for or you've wanted that you now have the money to do so. And then you should start saving every paycheck after that. But that first one should be a celebration.
Good point. Take time to celebrate. Also, take time to reflect on your experience. It's important to digest what you're learning at work, reflect on it, and realize that the skills you're learning are actually assets. What do you enjoy about work? What you don't enjoy about work? This will help you make informed decisions about your future career path.
And remember your worth. Know your value and don't undervalue yourself. You start working, the starting salaries are probably lower. You don't have as much experience, but be aware of what the industry standards are. Don't be afraid to negotiate when the time is right. So if you've been at your job for 6 months and haven't seen any type of increase in pay, it's okay if you're doing your best and you're fitting in and you're doing your job well and you're showing up on time and you're not calling out to say to your boss, I'd like to talk about a raise. It may only be a few cents, but it's your few cents.
And have fun. While work is important, it's also important to enjoy the experience and build positive relationships with your colleagues. I never worked a day in my life when I was on the firehouse.
Well, because you loved your job so much.
And I had fun at work. So that would be one of my biggest tips is enjoy your job. Find something in that job that you can enjoy. I'm not saying all jobs are supposed to be fun. What I'm saying is find something within the job that you're doing to make ends meet that makes it fun or that you can perceive as fun.
Right, because the worst thing is going to work because you have bills to pay and hating your job. So find something in it that you enjoy. Find the reason that you applied. Find something you're benefiting from. Find something you're getting out of it to make it enjoyable.
If you do all of those things, and there won't be a quiz, I'm sure you're not going to get it all right. We certainly don't get it all right. You'll be able to know a little bit more about your early job experiences and your early adulting work experiences. And definitely feel free to head over to our website, adulting.com, email us and add your comments to it.
Or ask us any questions.
Now, in the research for this episode, one of the things I did was I Googled what some myths are that young people believe about work. And I'd like to take some time to discuss some of them. Actually, it's very appropriate, I believe. The first one was my employer is like family. Now, yes, some employers try to pretend like they're family and it feels like family and often functions like family. However, a more appropriate reality of that would be my employer is like a team. And the important distinction there, let's think about whatever your favorite sport is. I happen to know at this table that we can talk about the Yankees. So my employer is like a team. And how is it more like a team than a family? Well, if the Yankees have somebody that isn't performing, I'll just put it out there, time after time after time after time, and they're being coached and they're being counseled and they're not improving. What do you think the Yankees will do with that team player?
They're going to trade him, and they're not going to trade him because they don't like him. They're not going to trade him because he doesn't get along with the other employees, the other teammates. They're going to trade him because they're doing what's best for their business, which is what every company does. They may love you. They may hate to see you go, but if you're not helping them move their business forward, they're not keeping.
So that's why a workplace is more like a team than a family. In your family, you can't get voted off the island. But the reality is family is family.
Another myth is that your employer will always look out for your best interests.
Now, that is an important one for you guys to understand listening to this. Your employer's job is to make decisions about what's best for the company, not for you. Not saying that they don't care about you. I'm not saying that they wouldn't do something for you. What I'm saying is when the choice comes down to the company's best interest or yours, the company wins every time.
And that matters because you guys need to be proactive in managing your careers, seeking opportunities for growth, moving on if that should be the case, and advocating for your own needs. You need to look at the industry standards for your salaries. You need to know what you're expected to do at work and do the best you can. But your employers are always look out for the best interest of the company.
The third myth that was on that list was hard work is always recognized and rewarded. While often it is recognized and rewarded, the reality is it's valuable, but it doesn't guarantee that your boss sees it or that you're going to get advancement based on it. Factors like company performance, budget constraints, and often office politics can influence these decisions. So it's very important that you understand you're going to work hard. It's the right thing to do at work. It doesn't mean it's always going to be recognized and rewarded.
The next one is that your employer will provide all the training you need. Although in an ideal world, that would be true, employers usually offer some training, but it's often left to you to learn from who you're working with, your coworkers, and just pick it up. They expect you to know how to do stuff because it's been a long time since they were the new employee.
So what you do with that is you identify any skill gaps you have, meaning if you identify your coworkers are all better at a skill that you don't really have much experience with, you may have to go out. You use YouTube, use Google, use various methods to increase your skill level in those areas that aren't being trained at work. Pursue relevant training, certifications, and educational opportunities. Oftentimes, employers like employees to have certifications, but they don't provide them. So it's incumbent on the employee to go find them. The next one is my employer will be loyal to me if I'm loyal to them. Now, the reality with this is companies may undergo restructuring, downsizing, or changes in strategic direction, which can impact employees regardless of their loyalty. That pace seems to be picking up and going faster and faster as time goes by.
Why does that matter? It matters because you should be working on building transferable skills, strong professional networks, remaining adaptable in your job market, which means that you have to be responsible for you. Your company doesn't always have the final say on what happens. Your boss doesn't always have the final say. Sometimes companies decide this is the rule. We need to get rid of 25% of our workforce. If you've learned new things and you've gotten good at your job and you've met new people, you'll have a better chance at finding a job somewhere else should you be let go.
Another myth that a lot of new employees have or young employees have is my employer cares about my work-life balance. This flies in the face of what employers are, really. The reality is, while many employers promote a work-life balance, the actual implementation, it's a little messy. Some workplaces have a demanding culture that makes it difficult to disconnect. And I'll give you an example. If you have a work cell phone or work email, you'll find yourself getting called all sorts of off hours. You'll find yourself checking those emails when the reality is that you're not really needed for some of those things. But the culture itself is just such that you'll be checking those things. And that really makes work-life balance difficult.
Right. And if you're in the middle of a family picnic or a wedding or a concert, a lot of times your boss is going to expect you to answer those emails and answer those phone calls. They're not really caring what you're doing outside of work. They're the boss. It's your job. That's what's the most important to them.
So why does that matter? What you need to do is set your boundaries and communicate with your boss or even your just immediate supervisor. It all depends on your work scenario. Just if you're at something like a wedding or something like that, make sure they know that you can't answer and you've set boundaries around it. You want to prioritize your well-being and communicate whatever needs you have with your supervisor.
The next is my employer will always be fair. Workplace dynamics can be complex, and instances of bias, favoritism, or unfair treatment can occur more often than not. You will find just like you have friends who you get along with and you click with, your boss will have employees that they bond with and click with. You'll start to feel, you know, maybe you're the benefit of that and you'll feel like you're getting everything you want. You may be on the other end saying, why is the other person getting everything they want? Why are they getting, you know, a pat on the back when I'm not? Why does it matter? It matters because young adults should be aware of the rights, seek guidance from HR or mentors, advocate for fairness and equality in your workplace. Let your boss know in a professional way that you're feeling a little slighted and maybe their behavior will change and maybe it won't. But just remember, workplaces are not always fair.
For certain, they are not always fair. Work is a full contact sport and you got to be involved. The final one on the list, when just it was, and again, it was just a search, is my employer knows everything. The reality is employers are made up of individuals and all individuals have varying levels of knowledge, experience, and perspective. Mistakes happen and sometimes employees may have valuable insight to offer. It's all in how you offer that insight and how you massage the situations. Why does that matter to me? Young adults should feel empowered to share their ideas correctly and tactfully, ask questions, and contribute to problem solving, even if they're kind of new to the workforce. Just make sure you're not being that bratty young know-it-all.
Just remember, understanding these common myths and knowing that they're actually myths can help you approach your first job or your promotion with realistic expectations. Take ownership of your career. Navigate your workplace more effectively.
So, this was a lot of information in a format that we're still working on. We're still learning about the technology needed to make podcasts. We're still working on getting music together for the intro and the closing. It's actually kind of wonderful to be learning all these things and sharing this experience with my wife. Thank you guys for listening.
And I'm hoping that some of this information really does help you and you can approach your next job or your first job with a little bit more grace. I just want to say that there's so much information out there in the world and there's so many tools available to everyone that if you go to an AI app and you put in questions for a particular job, questions on how to be a fast food worker, questions on how to be an accountant, questions on how to be whatever it is that your job is, they will ask you interview questions and prep you for kind of what's in store for you. But I wouldn't just focus on the AI part of it. The questions are great and you can probably print them out. But I would do it one-on-one with another human being because put in the situation, you're going to be speaking to another person when you interview. And it's just great practice.
And when you get out there and you're going to those first interviews, remember, we talked about it already, but show up looking sharp. Show up great hygiene, hair's done, looking like a million bucks. Keep in mind your hygiene as far as how you smell, your appearance walking in. Some jobs will even go as far as to check your vehicle when you're in the interview. Somebody is looking at your vehicle, whether it be on camera or in person. All of this says a lot about you. And some employers are looking for the right fit and they want to make sure you fit into that work. We're probably going to revisit, I would think, jobs again in the future. And there's so much to learn about it. And we want to help so many people out there. Not only when it comes to jobs, but when it comes to school, when it comes to life, we want to be your go-to source of good information. Our intentions are pure here. See you on the next episode.
Just remember, you've got this, adults. Keep your head up, your spirits high, and keep adulting with us. Go forth and conquer the world, or at least your to-do list.
And don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe. Tell your friends, share the podcast, and head over to adulting.com for more information and to connect with us. See you on the next episode. Be safe.